Today we begin listening to the Gospel of John, and we will continue with John next week and the week after. We are moving on from the short stories of Matthew to John's much longer stories. They're more like short movies compared to the other Gospels. We have more to pray about, and it's also an opportunity for us to be more attentive. It takes a lot of attention to listen to John's stories. The first one we heard is what I call a beautiful gospel story. It begins with our Lord and his disciples returning to Galilee, and they are tired. They are thirsty, and they are hungry. Our Lord, who is fully divine but fully human, became tired, hungry, thirsty, just like us. So they stop to rest in Samaria. Now, this is an area 15 miles north of Jerusalem. So they've walked 15 miles, and as they walk, they come down from Jerusalem. They are walking to a lower elevation. So this area where they are resting is an area that is hot, and it is arid. So the disciples leave Jesus at a well, a 2,000-year-old well dug by Jacob. The disciples leave him there, and they go to town to buy rations. There, the story begins. A woman comes to the well around noon for water. And she is there alone, we could probably say in the middle of nowhere, with the Savior of the world. Imagine that. Now, women do not draw water around noon. They don't draw water in the heat of the day. They draw water at dawn or in evening. So something is going on here. She's hiding. She doesn't want to be around people. She doesn't want to be seen. So Jesus is curious as to why she is there, and he begins a conversation by asking for a drink of water. Now, our Lord is thirsty. He is physically thirsty. But our Lord is also thirsting for her faith response. She doesn't know it yet, but she has been given the gift of faith simply by being in his presence. So he's thirsty for that. Remember, on Good Friday, we will hear the same thing as he's dying on the cross. Our Lord saying, "I thirst." So this woman is in his presence, and she has been given the gift of faith. That's one of the many reasons we come to Mass, to be in his presence, so that we don't lose our faith. As they talk, we begin to meet ourselves as if looking in a mirror. We begin to see ourselves as that sinful woman. In the conversation, she's caught in a lie. That's her sin response, still kicking in. But as she begins to acknowledge her sin, we see how Jesus always works with anyone who will acknowledge their sin. All we have to do is acknowledge it. And then Jesus sees the sin. He names the sin because that is truth. And then he moves beyond the sin to see a human person. So in this woman, he sees a human person who is hurting, and she is affected by sin. She has that pain in her life, and that is our Lord's mercy upon her. And so as they converse, she becomes surprised by what Jesus has to offer her. The closer we get to Christ, the more surprised we will always be by what he can offer us. This is why it's very beautiful. It's Jesus who said, "Give me a drink." But he has loved this woman until she said, "Give me this water." She wants the water that will quench the thirst of her soul forever. That is Christ. She wants Jesus, who will give her what she needs most, and that is peace in her life and rest in her life. Jesus was at the well to rest, but the sinful woman is the one who actually finds rest in Christ. So what happened to her? What happened to her is she discovered her spiritual life for the first time in her life. And when we discover our spiritual life, or when we live our spiritual life, the physical world becomes less important, less compelling. In fact, the story says she left her jar at the well. Water is no longer that important. Her possession is no longer that important. She leaves it, runs into the city, and says to anyone who will listen to her, "Come, see a man." She said, "Come, see a man who told me everything I have done." As we continue to work our way through this Lenten retreat, let's be reminded that this is a holy season. The grace of God works very mysteriously during this holy season in all of us. Lent is a season in which we can rediscover again our spiritual life, rediscover the excitement of knowing Christ, rediscover the joy of knowing Christ like that woman had. It's a time for us to be reminded that our Lord does know facts about our lives too, that no ordinary person can know. And the forgiveness he offers surprises us too. We become surprised by what our Lord has to offer us. On this third Sunday of Lent, this beautiful story of the Samaritan woman at the well reminds us again, as important as water is for the body, Jesus Christ is as important for the soul. Amen.